Welcome to episode 3 of the Sports Guru Podcast with the Sports Guru himself, Keese. Before I say anything else, I'm going to just say my Steelers ain't make the playoffs again for the second straight year. This is just depressing, but, you know, no excuses. 2020, we back, revenge tour. The playoffs about to get underway. It was a crazy week in sports from last Sunday. We're going to say from Christmas to now. And the day Tuesday, it's been a crazy week in sports. It's the last day of the year. Last week we got to see the return of Beast Mode. You know, they lost to the 49ers yesterday. They should have gave him the ball on the 1 yard line again, but they had to delay a game. But he had a nice 34 yards and a touchdown. Football always better when you got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. I think my personal opinion, if the run game can get intact, the Seahawks won't come out the NFC if they defense could just stop somebody and just play clutch defense in clutch moments. But it was good to see Marshawn Lynch back, a small 12 catch. Carries 34 yards in a tutty. He should have had two tutties, but that's neither here or there. We seen the Eagles clinch. The Eagles clinched the NFC East with a dominating performance over the Giants. Boston Scott came through. Boston and Dallas was helping out Philly get to the playoff. Dallas Goedert and Boston Scott played good football yesterday. Dallas missed the off. They just gonna have to fire Jason Garrett. Jerry Jones need to stop running his mouth so much, but it's going to start with coaching. They need to fire Jason Garrett. They got too much talent, too many good players for them not to be in the playoffs. It's just not respectable. I don't respect it. Dallas is trash. Dak don't deserve $35 to $40 million. He need $30 million because he couldn't get it. I mean, they won yesterday, but they shouldn't have been in that predicament. Like, they need to help to make the playoffs. Just like my Steelers. We need to help. We ain't make it. It is what it is. You don't deserve to be in if you need help. So the question I got, you know, I've been getting a lot, is the best team in the NFC, is it the Saints, the 49ers, or the Packers? The Saints, the 49ers, or the Packers? Out the three, personally, I would say the 49ers, just because their defense is just, they defensive front seven is just so elite and dominating. Richard Sherman got the back end on lock. The offense, their playbook is nasty. Like, their playbook is impeccable. It's so deep. It just look like they be playing Madden out there half the time. And then you got the Saints, Michael, record-breaking Michael Thomas and Drew Brees. They defense slowed down this year. But if the Saints can get Alvin Kamara more involved and in the end zone more, the Saints may be the better of the three. And then you got the Packers, you got the Smith brothers, you got Davante Adams, you got Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers, of course. Me, personally, out of the three, I would take the 49ers. I feel like defense wins championship, offense just sell tickets. I like the 49ers for now. Like I said, I still think the Seahawks are going to come out the NFC and win the Super Bowl, personally. But out of them three teams, I think the 49ers are the best. But like I said, I think if the run game and the defense can pick up in Seattle, it's going to be Seattle. On the AFC side, the million-dollar question is who can stop Lamar Jackson. And I don't think you can stop him. You can only hope to contain him. But I think the Chiefs, because they offense can pit up points. Like, no matter what, the Chiefs offense is going to get 25 to 30. And it's all about what defense is going to make the most plays at the right time. And I think, I don't know if the Ravens can keep up with the Chiefs scoring the football. I really don't. Like, this getting into a 35 to 40 point game, I don't know if the Ravens or Lamar Jackson arm can get it done. Because say they neutralize the run, or you can't run the ball because you got to keep passing the ball to score to put up points, can they, like, hang with Patrick Mahomes and them boys? That's yet to be seen. Now, yesterday, Bill Belichick lost to the Dolphins on national television on CBS at 1 o'clock. They lost to the Dolphins. I personally think yesterday we seen a dynasty end. That's just my personal opinion. I don't think the Patriots are going to make any noise in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to get another Super Bowl. And I don't even see Brady. I think Brady's going to retire. He needs to retire. But if he do play for another team next year, then so be it. But I don't see the Patriots winning a Super Bowl this year or going to the AFC Championship. They don't get the bye week. They don't got home field advantage. All that's going to play a factor. Tom Brady needed that week of rest. They don't got the bye week again. So I think we watch the dynasty end. The Patriots got the Titans the first round in the playoffs. Derrick Henry just had 1,540 rushing yards, 16 tutties. 1,540 rushing yards, 16 tutties for a 6'3 running back. A.J. Brown, a rookie from Ole Miss, 52 receptions, 1,051 yards. He had 8 touchdowns. They're going to see the Patriots' number one defense. The Gilmore had 6 picks. I think he's in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. Just the Patriots' defense is built to stop the run, but when it comes to – I personally think Gilmore's going to strap A.J. Brown, but – to beat the Patriots, I think they defense, you need speed. And I think they got that on offense with A.J. Brown. I think he's fast. I think Corey Davis is formidable. It's all about can Ryan Tannehill really move the ball on Bill Belichick, number one ranked defense. And I don't know. I know they're going to be able to run it, but if the Patriots neutralize the run with Henry, it's all about do you really think Ryan Tannehill could get the job done? Now, my personal opinion is I think the Titans are going to beat the Patriots. I think we're going to be surprised wild card weekend. I think the Titans are going to win a 24-17 game, 20-17, somewhere around there, one possession football game. But I think it's going to come down to running the football and who possessed the ball more. The Patriots offense is just trash. Like, they're just not what we used to seeing. And I think, you know, age didn't caught up to Brady. And I think the league is catching up to Brady. Their offense is not there. Mohamed Sanu, since they traded for him, I don't even know if he's been touching the field or doing anything. So I just think the Patriots will get a first-round exit this year at the hands of the Tennessee Titans. Also in the AFC, we got the Bills versus the Texans. The Bills, number 3 elite defense versus Watson and D-Hop and J.J. Watt return. Only reason why I don't think the Bills stand a chance in the playoffs or in this game in general is because if this game become a shootout or you need a touchdown or you need 2 touchdowns, I'm not confident in Josh Allen. Even though the Texans defense is a food truck and it's all you can eat buffet, I'm not confident in Josh Allen. I'm confident in a run game with Singletary and Frank Gore, but I don't really feel Josh Allen like that. And I just feel like, you know, Deshaun Watson, he a man. I feel like DeAndre Hopkins a man, Carlos Hyde a man, Kenny Stills a man, and J.J. Watt is a grown-ass man. Like, he's a grown-ass super ox. So I just think that's going to be enough to get the Texans over the hump, and I think we're going to see the Titans and the Texans advance to the next round. On the NFC side, you're going to give me Saints versus Vikings. Michael Thomas has had 149 receptions, 1,725 yards, and 9 tutties. I said he had 149 receptions, 1,725 yards, and 9 tutties. Dalvin Cook, is he going to come back? He had 1,135 rushing yards, 13 touchdowns. Kirk Cousins, he not a big game quarterback. All that, you like that. All that's good, but Kirk Cousins is not a primetime quarterback. He can't beat a winning team. I'm expecting the Saints to beat them thoroughly. Like, I'm thinking 27-17, 30-17. Like, this should be a 10-point-plus win or more for them. I just think the Saints are going to blow the Vikings out. Not blow out, but I think they're going to dismantle them and handle business. I just don't think Kirk Cousins haven't proven to me that he can beat a winning team, a good team. And if I'm not mistaken, they're going to the Superdome. And if you're going to the Superdome, it's going to get spooky. And then we got Seahawks. Russell Wilson, 4,410 yards, 31 touchdowns, 5 tutty versus Wentz. Let me shout Wentz out real quick. He just threw for 4,000 yards this year, 27 touchdowns, and not one of his receivers had over 500 yards receiving. That's called next man up mentality, make do what you got. And I think Wentz and Russ going to be a good game against – both defenses trash between Seattle and the Eagles. Both defenses trash. I think we're going to see some A1 quarterback matchup. I think the X factor for that game, though, is going to be DK Metcalf. He just has a rookie, 58 catches, 900 yards, 7 touchdowns. I just think at 6'4", 230 off muscle, 4'4", 40 speed, I just think DK Metcalf and the Seahawks are going to get it done in Philly. Only reason why I'm picking against the Philly is not because I hate the Eagles. It's strictly because it's no D-Jack, no Alshon. We don't know if Ertz coming back. Miles Sanders may be down. Like, it's just a lot of injuries. So it's just like, I don't see them beating a motivated Russell Wilson or Marshawn Lynch. I think Marshawn Lynch is going to run right down their throat personally. I hope he does 100 yards in the trenches of Philadelphia. But I think, yeah, on the NFL side of things, that's what's been going on. The last week in sports has just been crazy. Lamar Jackson and them locked down the best record in the league also. But now we're going to switch gears. Joku Burrow, and I'm going to call him Joku. We ain't even going to pick Burrow. Joku, 29-39, 7 touchdown passes, and he ran for 493 passing yards versus Oklahoma in the college football playoff. They beat them 64-28. Like, are you serious? 64-28 in a college playoff. Oklahoma should never be allowed to have a team in the playoff until they enhance that garbage defense. Like, that defense was trash. Justin Jefferson had 14 catches, 227, 4 touchdowns. They number one receiver, Jamar Chase, only had 2 catches. He didn't even have to do nothing against Oklahoma. And they beat the O out of Oklahoma. That's all I'm going to say. They beat the O out of Oklahoma. I can't wait till Joe Burrow get to the league, though. He remind me of Brady with mobility and swagger. Like, he's just a different type of cat on the football field, and I love what he brings to the field. I love his energy. He had ice in his veins. Like, LSU advanced to the national championship. Clemson was down 16-0 to Ohio State at halftime. 16-0. You know what Clemson did? They came back and won that game 29-23. Trevor Lawrence, 18-33, 259 yards, 2 touchdowns, 16 carries, 107 rushing yards, and a touchdown. And he broke a clutch 67-yard run for a touchdown. 6'6 white guy broke a 67-yard clutch one. Trevor Lawrence is a gamer. Now, not just said Joe Burrow reminds me of Peyton 2.0. I mean, he reminds me of Brady 2.0. Trevor reminds me of Peyton 2.0 with mobility. Like, when they meet up in the national championship, it's going to be a dog fight. Now, I think I said in my prior podcast, I think LSU is going to win a natty. Like, that's just what it is. But that game is going to be a close game. It's going to be a shootout. I'm going to dive more into that game for the next episode. I think they got like a two-week layoff into the national championship. But LSU, the Tigers versus Clemson and Tigers, Death Valley versus Death Valley, national championship, Trevor Lawrence versus Joe Burrow. We're going to be able to see that matchup for many years to come on Sunday. And then top it all off, it's going to be so much NFL talent in the building. And other news and sports over the weekend, we watched Javonte Tank Davis catch a body on Gambino. He dropped him in the 12th round. He murdered him. The fight should have ended in the 5th or the 6th, but boy, he had the chin of a champion. He was in there. You mean Tank, he looked a little out of shape, a little slow. He never go 12 rounds. He got gas. But let me say this now. Tevin Farmer can't beat this man, bro. Like, I'm sick of everybody from Philly being biased. Tevin Farmer wants the bag. I want him to get the bag. He wants the bag, but Tank is a murderer. Like, he's a murderer in a boxing ring. He's a murderer. Tevin Farmer can't beat this man. It's like Deontay Wilder said about people that fight him. To beat Wilder, you got to be perfect. The whole fight. To beat Tank, you got to be perfect. Them dudes are knockout artists. They got to be perfect for a split second. 1 second to land the right punch and it's over. So, I mean, that's on the boxing side of things. You know, Tank, light heavyweight champion. You know the vibes. Sixers, Christmas Day, 121-109, dominating, went over the Bucks, and B showed up. We followed that up with two bad losses by 1 point to the Magic and the Heat. How am I supposed to think we could beat the Bucks in 7, Miami in 7, Boston, Toronto, or the Pacers, and we can't even beat Orlando, and we keep losing to Miami, and we can't break a 2-3 zone? Again, fire Britt Brown, Mark Jackson, me please. That's all I'm saying. Ben Simmons been a little bit more aggressive. He still ain't shooting, but he been going to the rack more, trying to get his shot more. But the Sixers need to acquire a sniper. Like, that's just the reality of the situation. We need to acquire a sniper, and we need to learn how to beat a zone. Until we can beat a zone, I don't see us going too far. But, I mean, good win over the Bucks, but now we on a 2-game losing streak, and I think we the 5th seed in the East. Like, how are we the 5th seed in the East, and we got the best team in the East? Like, that just don't make no sense to me. It just come down to coaching. The Lakers had 4 straight losses. Once they lost to the Clippers on Christmas, 4 straight losses, followed up by 2 wins against the Blazers and the Mavs. LeBron James, I don't know if he be ducking action or he trying to save this smoke for the playoffs, but every time, the second time they played the Clippers since opening night, he just look like he's scared of Kawhi. Like, he don't be wanting them problems, bro. Like, when I put the bag on you, or I put the bag on any athlete, the team, you need to show up and you need to do your job. You need to play football, basketball, you need to box. Like, LeBron, you're an animal. There's no way you letting Kawhi strap you like this, or you not trying to guard him, or you don't want the smoke, and you shot 12 threes on Christmas. Like, there's no explanation for you going shooting 12 threes in a game, because you wasn't hot. You was 2-12. You just ain't want this smoke. But Lakers still doing anything. They on a 2-game win streak. LeBron looked good against the Blazers and the Mavs. But that's episode 3 with the Sports Guru. Sports Guru Podcast. Episode 4 I'm giving to y'all next week. Hope y'all enjoy it.